bugs bugging you? Plants looking puny? Water bills too high? Well, you found the place to get the answers. It's Dirt Doctor Radio with the Dirt Doctor himself. Here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Merry Christmas. I really appreciate people who have taken time to join us today. I know a lot of people are listening. Quite a few have taken time to call, and I really appreciate that because I know there's a lot going on. Busy time. Telephone number to be with me is 866-444-3478. I was mentioning and talking to a caller just a minute ago about worms, and I mentioned the Texas Worm Ranch. Their website is a source for high-quality worm castings and buying worms and all. And I noticed that I was completely wrong about what I said about the kind of worms. For some reason, it had stuck in my head that somebody told me a long time ago that red wigglers were not the best kind to use for worm castings and growing worms, but that's exactly what they use and sell. So sorry about that. Their website is really good to check out. They sell kits to get you started as well as the products, and they also, I think, have classes there. Let's telephone number again, 866-444-3478. Wide open lines for you. I need to tell you about my experience with healing a torn knee. It's fixed, completely healed, and what did it was stem cell therapy. It's a stem cell therapy organization that I am working with and very impressed with and recommend you look into if you've had any kind of chronic pain or some injuries or whatever it is that you want to look at a little bit different way of handling it than taking a lot of medicines or surgery or whatever. And my knee was torn pretty badly. How I did it, I have no idea. But it was getting to be where I couldn't even walk. I had to wear a brace the last couple of times that I played golf, and then I had the treatment. For me, the pain went away within just a couple of days, and then healed. I don't know how long it took to completely heal, but there's no pain left at all, and hadn't been since about 2 weeks after I had the therapy done. This stem cell therapy from the Young Vitality Group is different than you may have heard about before. What you hear radio ads for and see newspaper ads for primarily is stem cells that come from your own fat tissue. That's not what this is. This is umbilical cord tissue from healthy babies. It's been being saved in hospitals for a long time. I had no idea. And they were doing it as a precaution if any big event ever happened. That they've known the power, the value of these stem cells for a long time. Well, they got to the point where they had enough that they actually started selling them. You've got to go through a lot of hoops and dot a lot of I's and cross a lot of T's to be able to legally handle this stuff and do this treatment. But this organization does. So to get a free evaluation, free consultation, in other words, and see if it's right for whatever you have a problem with, this is the number to call and set up an appointment. Doesn't cost a dime. 800-705-6006. 800-705-6006. Also, another recommendation for you. I know that it's too late for Hanukkah. Hanukkah's over. It'll be too late for Christmas tomorrow, but my books are something you may want to consider for New Year's present or just a gift for somebody that may be thinking about getting started with their landscaping or gardening here in the new year. And we have a deal. We have something that we've never done before going on. We have a deal that's set up to help TORC, our nonprofit organization, Texas Organic Research Center. If you donate $50 or buy $50 worth of my books, and any of them are okay to fit into that puzzle, you get membership to the Organic Club of America. If you donate $75 or more, you not only get the membership, but the new a copy of the new organic program that I just updated, and the seed from my garden and from Bob Webster's garden. And in that seed makeup, you've got the Mexican buckeye seed, the inland sea oat seed. I think there's still some of the corms from the elephant garlic that I have that I got started from Garlic Mike. We now have the jicama seed from Bob and his garden, and also the shishito peppers, which are the big rage with the cooks and everything, and they're terrific. You douse them with a little olive oil, or put olive oil in a pan and cook them real quickly, stir fry them, in other words, and man, they make a wonderful side dish or an appetizer or something like that. If you haven't tried that, you need to. And we've got a lot of the shishito seed that came from Bob's plants. And there's some other benefits on there. It's all talked about for you. You can, on dirtdoctor.com, there's a button, a red button at the top of the page that says Buy Howard's Books. And that'll take you to that deal that's related to Toric and all of that kind of thing. Also, at the top of the page, that's where you can log in if you're a member of the Organic Club, and also you can get information about joining the Organic Club of America. But you can buy a couple of my books and get the membership for free, and it's a good way to go. It helps Toric and maybe give you some. We've gotten really good response on this. A lot of people are taking advantage of it and getting some good feedback from people who had never seen, for example, my Texas Herb book or the Bug book. Heard me talk about it a little bit, but now they have one, and they're glad they got it. Make a good gift to give to somebody as well, too. Not for Christmas or Hanukkah, though. A little late for that, I'm afraid. Let's see what I didn't get finished on my N. Howard's garden thing. We're planting some new plants. What I do is I just keep changing, keep planting. One of the things that I really ought to make a big deal about, if you haven't tried it yet, that has become a staple for me in my pots. We have quite a few pots, more than my wife Judy would like to have on the patio, because I'm always planting and experimenting with something new. But the one thing that I highly recommend to you, no matter what kind of pots you're using, whether they're terracotta or concrete, or you have wooden old half whiskey barrels or old pickle barrels or whatever it is, after you have planted whatever you're going to plant, food crops, ornamental plants, whatever it is, you mulch not with shredded hardwood bark or shredded native tree trimmings like I recommend for the beds, but with lava gravel. My favorite's black. You can get it black or red, either one. But black just disappears, and it's just a nice, subtle color. What it does, it functions as a mulch very well. It holds moisture well. It's good for heat. You'd think that black is not good from a heat standpoint, that it would gather the sun's energy and hold it and be too hot around the plants and all. We designed a commercial project years ago when I was in the landscape architecture business as my main business. We designed a project that's right beside the Dallas airport, DFW airport. And it's an industrial park and office buildings and all that kind of thing. And it's right in the flight path of planes landing that are coming in from the north. So we got into this big discussion in talking about the landscaping about what the roof color and look ought to be. And this was a long time ago, before people started doing green roofs like a lot of folks are doing now. The project's called DFW Freeport. And we recommended black because I knew that black would be a very subtle color and look nice. Well, the engineers on the project, and the architects, everybody flipped out and said, no, we can't do that. It'll increase the air conditioning load and make the roofs hotter. That's a terrible idea. Go away. I said, are you sure? And I convinced them to look into it, do some tests, do some research on it. And lo and behold, they found that black lava used on a roof would actually help with the air conditioning situation by being an insulator and work better than any other material they could use. And that's how I started using it as a mulch, and I found out some pretty interesting things. But for potted plants, it is incredible. And the other thing it'll do, it'll keep the squirrels out fairly well. I'll tell you more about that when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.
Ladybug Natural manufactures extremely high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and the nutrient-rich Magic Sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call now for a complimentary consultation, a $200 value. Call 800-705-6006. That's 800-705-6006.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, the birds and the dirt doctor are back with you. Before we go back to the phones, just real quickly, the winner this morning of the mystery photograph, which was curry plant. That's Logan in the photograph with the curry plant in my backyard years ago. It was turned in on Instagram from the Quarry Flower Farm, Texas website. That's probably Cynthia Alexander in Salina, Texas, and they are in the cut flower business and do an organic situation there. So if you haven't been there before, seen their website, it's Quarry Flower Farm, Texas. Check it out. Congratulations to them, Cynthia, or whoever it was there that won the contest. They won one of our schools, our classes, natural organic certification course. If you want information about that, how to do that yourself, you can look at dirtdoctor.com. There are a lot of individuals taking it. There are people in the business that are taking it and signing up for it for their employees. There are nonprofits doing it. There are special kind of arrangements that can be made for those groups. If you're in one of those, you know, just talk to our office about that, or just sign up if you're an individual and ready to go. Here's Jimmy in Miller Grove. Is that right, Jimmy?
In Miller Grove.
What can I do for you?
Okay. This spring, usually every spring, I like to buy a couple of trees, fruit trees, apple trees, pears, peach, if I can get it to grow out here, which is kind of hard. We've got this sandy clay soil out here in Miller Grove.
Mm-hmm.
I bought this pear tree to accompany another pear tree that I bought a couple of years ago that I thought was going to die, and it ended up turning into a bushy, thorny thing. I looked it up, and they said it might be a Bartlett pear that has the thorns on some of the branches. But anyway, this tree, this pear tree that I got this spring was about close to 8 foot tall when I first bought it, and I got it in the ground. And windstorms blew it over a couple times, and I staked it, and it took off and started growing really good. But later this summer, some of the extension branches coming off the main branches off the trunk of the tree, the leaves start getting this black edges all around them. And not all the branches leaves were doing that. It was just a few of them. My wife said it's probably a fungus thing or something. I didn't know if you're aware of what might be happening? Or
well, there's a couple of things that can help you with here. First of all, you mentioned that one of the trees came back from the base and it was thorny. What that was called calorie pear. That's the rootstock that's used a lot of times. And calorie pear is actually a tree that's a beautiful ornamental tree. And it's real tough, too. You know, that's why it's used as a rootstock in a lot of cases there. But it does have the thorns, and that's one of the reasons why it hasn't been used in landscaping all that much. It doesn't produce an edible pear. The pears it does produce are real small and hard and, you know, ornamental, and that's it. As far as the black edges on the other pears, it would be my guess, not to put some money on it, Jimmy, that your plant is in stress, and that leads to the diseases. That's why diseases are there. If they're on a plant, the plant is in stress. It's just a reaction to that. Okay? So what caused the stress? 9 times out of 10, or more than that, the cause of the stress is that the fruit tree is too deep in the ground, that the flare is not showing. So the first thing I want you to do is go out there and very carefully, since you have sandy-ish soil, it'll be pretty easy to do. Just use some hand tools and brushes and maybe a blower and pull the soil away until the flare is dramatically exposed. And next spring, next season, especially if you use the organic fruit and pecan tree program that's on dirtdoctor.com, you probably won't have any of that disease showing up on the tree at all.
Okay. You know, it was weird. Usually, you know, when you plant a tree, the first year you don't expect flower. Well, this one, it's flowering, so I thought, you know, when it started getting a little bit colder, all of a sudden, to the top of the tree, and I'm looking 10 foot up, you know, like I said, I bought this when it was 8 foot tall, now it's 10 foot tall, so it's growing, it's healthy, it starts flowering.
This
in October.
Hmm. Well, yeah, sometimes a plant will flower at a strange time if the weather is really roller coastering, you know, getting hot and cold and hot and cold.
That's just
kind of a normal thing. That won't hurt the flowering next year at all. Just go ahead and get the flare exposed. Read about the overall fruit and pecan tree program, the organic program. Get that going, and you'll probably have some good production, maybe even as early as this next season.
Awesome.
Okay?
All right. I listen to you all the time, man. Love you, brother.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate the call. Merry Christmas. Let's go to Crystal in Ozark County. Where is Ozark County, Crystal? You need to listen on the phone. Are you there, Crystal?
I am.
Okay. Where's Ozark County?
Ozark County is right about the middle of the bottom part of Missouri. And if I look real hard, I can see Arkansas.
Okay. Missouri. That's where I didn't get that info. What can I do for you?
Well,
I tell you what, Crystal, we're about to have the birds fly in on us, and I've got to take a break. Can you hold with me?
I can.
Okay. Don't go away, and we won't be rushed that way. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number to be with me after Crystal is 866-444-3478. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Recovery Nutrition is not only about food, but also about proper hydration. High-quality water is mineral-dense and not processed for the greatest amount of nutrient absorption and a more speedy recovery. Crazy Water naturally contains over 11 minerals and electrolytes. Nothing is added. Crazy Water is so good, it's crazy. Get some today at Whole Foods, Central Market, HEB, Kroger, Brookshire's, Albertsons, and other crazy good stores. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find a store in your area.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com
That's DirtDoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garajuice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garajuice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All right, Howard's back. Let's see if Crystal's still with us in Missouri. Crystal, you there?
I am.
What can I do for you?
Well, you had answered some questions for me a while back. I was putting in an area from scratch. Cleared the land and everything, and putting in some stuff, and I wanted to make sure that it was good to use the cedar chips from the area that we had cleared. And I heard you talking to somebody earlier about some cover crops, and I wanted to let you know that even as late as I planted, thanks to you and some research that I did, I've got rye growing, and I have Austrian winter peas growing.
Oh, good, good.
I would like to know a little bit more about your take on the perennial beans, because I've been doing a little bit of looking around, and I'd like to see if I can get some of those started.
I haven't grown them myself. I have been at a ranch that did have them growing, and they were pretty high on the idea. They were doing it as an experimental thing. They didn't have it in a huge area yet, but I had never heard of perennial beans, and where they got them, I'm not sure. You might check. Here in Texas, we have a seed company called Turner Seed Company.
Turner, okay.
Turner might have them, and if they don't, they might be able to tell you who would have them. There's also a Native American seed company down in mid to southern part of Texas, and they deal primarily with native seed, but they may have some of those, and if not, they may be able to tell you somebody that would too.
Okay.
But, yeah, it looks like it'd be worth a try. I mean, there's a lot of research going on in general about using perennial type crops more and more. And then if you've done some research, some online research, you've probably run into some of that.
But I have. I want to do a substantial part of my high tunnel as a perennial area,
mm-hmm.
and then add in annual cover crops, you know, as seasons allow, and use it to extend the seasons for the annuals, and use it to maybe give a little bit of a buffer to, well, I've got avocado trees growing, and I would like to be able to transplant those out eventually. I don't know if it'll work, but I'll give it a try.
Yeah, avocados is going to be tough there, but I do like your thought process of using a mixture, a kind of a salad bar effect. We recommend that just for grazing grasses, you know, different kinds of grasses and legumes. But Dr. Fukuoka from Japan, he's no longer alive, but he wrote the little book, The One Straw Revolution. His concept was for years planting this wide variety of things and plants mixed together. He didn't like monocultures. He didn't like, you know, all carrots in one bed and all beans in another bed. He mixed things together and had tremendous production. He also grew rice on dry land, not in water. He did a lot of interesting things. And if you could get a copy of his little book, The One Straw Revolution is the name of it, Dr. Fukuoka, a fabulous little book that would fit in right with exactly what you're trying to do.
I've heard of him, and I will do my best to locate one of those. That sounds like a great idea.
I think Acres USA may sell it. You might check their website.
Actually, Dusty just pointed to himself and said, I have that on PDF. So
okay. All right. Great. All righty. Well, thanks for calling.
I hope that Santa brings you some really good rogue tools.
I do, too. I love that. Are you the one that gave me that tip? That's a great tip.
That's one of the best tools I have ever owned, I have ever even used.
Yeah.
I've used other people's tools that were, you know, high quality and whatever, but this, the Travis tool is the best, and it's so versatile. I love it.
The Travis tool is the specific one you like the best?
The Travis tool is the one that I bought, and I looked at the website, looked at them all, and decided what I needed to do. Well, I told you we cleared an area. It's kind of a glade-type area, so it really needs some soil building. And it was everything from, you know, little weedy things to 3-4-inch trees that were coming up. And so after Dusty went through with the heavy machinery, such as it was, chainsaws and whatnot, and got the bulk of it out, I went back with that Travis tool and took out anything from 1/2 inch to 2 inches.
That's a great tip.
Get down a couple inches under the soil and knock down and pull it up. I didn't even have to handle it with my hands. It was great.
Well, I've been a good boy, so hopefully that'll happen. Sam will take care of it.
Awesome.
Crystal, thank you very much.
Thank you, Howard.
I'll talk to you. Merry Christmas. Her tip was a great one, and if you didn't hear it, I think it was last week, maybe a week before, but we were talking about the triangular-shaped push-pull hoe and just good quality hoes that are made out of plowshares and really good quality steel, and she called and said, "Nope, you need to go to this website, and it's called roguehoe.com, rogue, R-O-G-U-E, roguehoe.com. Beautiful tools, just like she was saying there. Let's see what Jack is up to in Brookings, Oregon. Hey, Jack.
Hi, Howard. Glad to hear you've been a good boy.
I have been a very good boy. Yes, sir.
I figure this is a kind of a slow season, so I thought I'd maybe sharpen up my knowledge on a mineral I've been using sparingly here in the last couple of years called gypsum.
Okay.
And I've heard it's good for acid-loving plants, and I've spread a little bit around my blueberries just sparingly in the last year or two, and it seems to have helped them. But I know they don't like sweet soil, and I've heard that gypsum can have a sweetening effect.
Well, here's the deal on gypsum. I've used it myself in the past, and it's been a head scratcher in a lot of ways because when I started recommending gypsum as part of the organic bed preparation, kind of on a standard basis, I got some angry calls. Of course, I did that anyway. Every time I recommended lava sand or something different, you know, especially the university people. And in this case, one of my A&M buddies called me and he said, "You're nuts recommending gypsum." I said, "Really? Why is that?" He said, "Gypsum is magnesium sulfate," which of course I knew. And he said, "If the soil already contains magnesium, calcium sulfate is what I'm trying to say. If it already has plenty of calcium in it, calcium sulfate's not going to do you any good. Magnesium sulfate's Epsom salts." I'm getting the two confused. So the answer to your question is, if you need some available calcium in your soil, which you might, and if you need some available sulfur, the gypsum will be a wonderful fertilizer ingredient for you to use. If you already have those two things easily available in the soil, the gypsum won't do a darn thing.
I see. I hear that tomato plants love calcium, so would gypsum be a good calcium source for?
Yeah, if your pH is kind of on the low side,
yeah,
that normally means that calcium is not available very well. We'd see some benefit from using gypsum even here in Texas in high calcium soils sometimes, because the calcium is there, but it's so out of whack in being balanced with the magnesium in the soil and other things that it's not available to the plants. And so using the gypsum will sometimes give you a benefit. But if the calcium is already available and the magnesium is already available, it's not going to do you any good at all, because it's already basically there.
I also hear that, I've known that garlic kind of likes sulfur, so it would be a good ingredient for my garlic beds.
It should be. In your situation, you may want to get a soil test. We're about to have, may have already started, I don't think so, though. We're going to have a soil test company come on as a sponsor that has a really neat little kit. And if anybody's interested in that, send me an email. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And I'll send you information on how to get one. Just seeing real quickly what your pH is and what the availability of calcium and magnesium is will tell you for sure. But I would guess in your case that gypsum would be beneficial in most cases.
Uh-huh. I use everything kind of sparingly, and I figure a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Sure.
Kind of, helps the whole situation. And yeah. I actually don't pay much attention to pH.
I don't either, but what it does tell you, it'll give you a clue about whether the calcium is plentiful enough or not. It does give you a little bit of a hint in that direction, but I agree with you. pH is not a controlling factor. It's a result. It's a resulting factor.
All righty, Howard. We all want to hear next week what you got for Christmas.
Okay.
So, happy trails.
Thanks for calling. Same to
Bye-bye.
You. Yeah, and one final time on the Nelly contest. We'll be ending that and announcing the winner. Nelly is our dog, rescued a dog from some friends. Foster turned into permanent residence at our place. And she is an interesting-looking character, a little short, strong legs, long body, pit bull features to a degree, several other dog features. We're taking guesses on what her mixture is, her breed mixture is. You can enter on dirtdoctor.com, fill out the Ask Howard form. There's a button at the top of the page, it'll take you over to the books, and it'll be in, find it in there. You can just do a search for Nelly on our website, just N-E-L-L-I-E, and it'll go to a past newsletter and also a library entry, and you'll get to see the different pictures that I took of her and also the video that Judy did of her climbing up our tree in our backyard. So take a look at it and see what you think and give us a guess. We'll find out what it is probably next week and in the contest at early in the year. Maggie in Fort Worth. Hello, Maggie.
How are you?
Doing well,
also am glad to hear that you've been a good boy.
Surprises a lot of people apparently out there.
Well, you know, for someone who deals with so much dirt, it's just ironic, isn't it?
It is.
I had a couple of just observations. You were talking about people getting your book for Christmas. Are any of them available on Kindle?
Some of them are.
Then they can get it for Christmas.
Well, that's a good point. I think through UT Press, you can get electronic versions of most of my books. You know, I don't think about that often because I don't usually do that myself.
I don't either. I like to have the paper in front of me.
Yeah. Maggie, I've run out of time. I got to run, but hang on with me if you can, and let's chat a little bit more after this break. I'm Howard Garrett. I'll be back right after this.
Espoma, extremely high-quality organic products, including Biotone Starter Plus, which is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizal fungi. The result, plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Espoma products are safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural, healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Lava sand is a critical part of the Dirt Doctor's natural organic recommendations for bed prep and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. American Rio is the only high-quality lava product we have seen with significant paramagnetism. Their Maverick Lava Soil Amendment will dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production. It can be delivered directly to you by one-ton tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard's back, and let's hope Maggie's still with us. You there, Maggie?
Yes.
What else did you have for me?
Well, again, you were talking to someone about perennial beans. I haven't heard of those, but I had some health issues over the winter and spring that I just didn't get my garden in until late.
Mm-hmm.
And it took care of things for me in a surprising way. I probably harvested 40 or 50 pounds of sweet potatoes out of one bed because I had missed some last year and they
good.
Just came back.
Uh-huh.
I have Irish potatoes coming back that I missed because I didn't pick them and the tops died and they're growing. And
I'll be darn.
Onions and, of course, the garlic. You know how it is.
It comes back.
You can't get all of those carbs out of the soil.
No.
They always come back.
Nope.
The cilantro is happy now. I have a spot where basil comes up every year and the asparagus. So really, it's kind of a perpetual motion machine up there. And so I just have spots that I dedicate to some kinds of plants because I know they'll come back again.
That's great. What basil do you have that's coming back?
I don't know. It seeds itself, and so it sprouts again.
Coming back from seed. Yeah, that makes sense.
Every so often, I have to replant it. It doesn't come back every year. It's like it comes back for two or three years, and then I have to plant some more.
Well,
you must have experienced that also, things here in the garden.
I have a lot of that. I actually do. I kind of foul it up a little bit because, see, what works for you is that you stayed away from it and didn't mess with it. I'm always messing with the soil and planting something else and taking something out and, disturbing what could come back in some of the spots. A lot of it does, but I don't get as much back as I could if I would manage it a little bit differently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's just partly a legacy of having been a gardener for a dozen years or more now is that it pays you back after a while.
I think you're right. I think you're exactly right. It's a lot of fun. My garden, I spent less time in it, the experimental gardens, as well as my own personal gardens. I spent less time this past year than I've ever spent, and it's looking pretty good. It's looking a lot better than you would expect at this point. I'm really looking forward to next year and seeing what the asparagus does. You know, you and I talked, and several other listeners had the same experience of very poor asparagus production this past year because of the weather. That one day, that 50-degree drop in temperature, I think really did a lot of damage. And it's going to be interesting to watch this next season to see if the asparagus repairs itself and comes back gangbusters or not.
Well, what I noticed on the asparagus this year is that although I really didn't get much to eat while I wasn't paying attention and it was all a big hedge out there, it was putting up lots of new starts. And so it's really brushy behind where the bed used to lie. It extends further out now, and there are lots of small plants. So,
which means that production's probably going to be excellent. So we'll see.
Yes.
Okay,
that's it.
Thanks for calling.
My report for 2017.
I really appreciate it. Well, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'll see you soon.
Right. Bye bye.
Let's see what Frank in Dallas is up to. Hey, Frank.
Dirk. Good morning.
Howdy.
Encore had a program that provided shade trees, and we got a Mexican plum and a bur oak, and they're small little seedlings. Want to know if we should start those in pots before we transplant them.
You've got a seedling?
Yeah, they came in a little package. They're probably 2 feet tall.
Okay.
In the packaging.
If you can put them in the ground and protect them with some kind of a strong, like a tomato cage or something like that, I would prefer to get them in the ground than to have them in a pot. The longer that you have a little tree in a pot, the stronger the chances are, and it can happen very quickly, that the roots are going to hit the side of the pot and start circling. So the sooner you can get it in the ground, the better, if you can protect the little trees outside with a cage of some kind.
So get them in, and now obviously the time to plant them because it's getting cold.
Oh, you can plant them anytime. That's no big deal.
Well, I'll be careful of the root flare.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, well, what's Santa going to bring you for Christmas?
Well, I hope one of those Travis hoes that we've been talking about. Only problem is I think they're pretty pricey. It's something I may buy myself, though. I don't know. And maybe a little bit better golf swing if you can help me with that.
Well, your wedge play is not very good.
Thanks for calling, Frank.
All right. Yeah, right, Howard. Thanks for the info.
Okay, see you, man.
Have a Merry Christmas. Bye.
You too. One of my golf buddies, kind of a surprise. Hadn't heard from him on the show before. Let's see what I need to do in closing here. Well, the same old stuff. Love for you to get involved with the books and helping TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. Get donate $50 to TORC or $75 to TORC. Those two different levels give you a different level of prizes and benefits. And the second level, some of these seed that we've been talking about, seed from my garden, seed from Bob Webster's garden in San Antonio, and it helps TORC, Texas Organic Research Center. Take a look at those videos that I told you about as soon as you have some time, because they're not going to be there forever. The one on Dr. Zach Bush is the main one I'd like for you to see, because it relates to the details of why I don't recommend Roundup and what we can do about it. Merry Christmas, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm going to be around. I'll see you then. But have a good one, and I'll see you next week.